flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I need to clarify the golf because someone texted me and said, what do you mean Scotty's not in contention? Well, he's not on the first page of the leaderboard, but with Scotty, you never know. So once again, story, over the holidays, cuts his hand, can't play golf until this week at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And here's Scotty, tied for ninth, 67, 70, 69. That's good for 10 under par in a tie for ninth, but he has a ways to go to get to the leaders, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, who are at 15 under par. And they won that team event in New Orleans a year ago, if memory serves. Tom Kim, Sepp Straka, he hit an errant shot down onto the beach, and it landed next to a piece of driftwood, I kid you not, on the beach at Pebble Beach. So final round coming up tomorrow. All right, let's talk hockey. The Wild continue the road trip. And the Wild, there's no team in the NHL better on the road. It's not even close. And Sarah McClellan covers for the Star Tribune. Sarah, it's extraordinary how good the Wild have been on the road this year.
You're right. I mean, it's obviously a big reason why they are where they are in the standings and they have the record they do. It's baffling, though, that they haven't been able to translate that success to home. You know, perennially, this is a franchise that has done very well on home ice, but, you know, the bulk of their success this season has come when they've been the visitor. And it's really been, I think, probably confusing for a lot of people that they haven't been able to have the same results at home. But fortunately for them, they've been on the road a lot. And, you know, right now they're in the midst of 5 in a row on the road. And as you probably expect, they've won the first 3 games and can win the 4th tonight. So they just seem to really thrive in the role that a road team typically has, in the sense that, you know, they're kind of patient for offense. They really simplify their game and they really protect their own end. And I think that's obviously the way they'd like to play at home too, but it just clicks on the road. And obviously, eventually, though, the schedule is going to balance out. So they're gonna spend a lot of time at home coming up after the Four Nations tournament break. And so it'll be a challenge, I think, to see if they can finally figure that record out. But fortunately for them, they're on the road right now, and they've been playing really well on this trip.
And it became a necessity because of the way the year started, that they were going to be on the road a ton. And Sarah, you've been on the beat a long time and covered the NHL for a long time. You can't necessarily, you know, win the Stanley Cup in the first month, but you can make it very difficult to get to the playoffs if you stumble out of the gate. So it was imperative that they got off to a good start and got points on the road early.
You're right. I think the schedule totally set them up to kind of find this groove early, because if they didn't get as many points as they did early on, when they rattled off like 7 in a row on the road, you know, they would have been in a really steep hole, like you mentioned, that would have been very tough to climb out of. Yeah, you're right. No matter, you know, you can't win the Stanley Cup early on, but you can really make it tough to try to get into the playoffs to win it. So I think the schedule, yeah, helped them. And they were very aware of that. And they were very aware of having just a good start in general, since that obviously was not the case a season ago, you know, culminated in the coaching change. And then they were just chasing, you know, the entire season. Even if they had better spurts later on, they could just never really climb back into it. So you're right. I think the schedule needing to get off to a good start kind of was the perfect combination for them to find their game early. And then they've just stuck with it ever since on the road.
Yeah, I looked it up on Friday. I was sitting in with Vanita for Henry Lake on the sports at 7:40. The 20 wins was 4 more than the next two, and that's Florida and Winnipeg, who had 16. And oh, by the way, Winnipeg leading the division, and on Friday morning anyway, leading the NHL in points. So the fact that they're 25-3 on the road is just incredible. And the most memorable of all may have been the win over Montreal with Marc-Andre Fleury in the net. That's as good as it gets in sports.
Yeah, you know, just even aside from the storybook element of it, you know, you're right. Like, that was probably one of the better, if not the best, road game the Wild have played this season. Just executing the way they need to play in their style to a T. And obviously the motivation was there to play so well for Marc-Andre Fleury in, you know, what should be his last start in Montreal. He grew up an hour outside of the city and, you know, grew up watching the Canadiens, obviously. But just they were so diligent in front of him, blocking so many shots. You could just tell the care that they had, and it was indicative of him and wanting him to have, you know, a real memorable last game there in front of his family and friends. You know, he only had 8 saves for the first 2 periods, which I think very much speaks to, you know, how tight the team was playing in front of him. You know, he mentioned how stressed and nervous he felt. He really wanted to put on a good show, you know, in front of the fans at Bell Center. And he certainly did, you know, his first shutout of the season, a 4-0 victory for the Wild. And yeah, I think you're right. Just a game that probably, you know, the whole league, hockey fans, the hockey world won't forget anytime soon, for him to have such a special final game there. The cheers, you know, play stopping late in the third after he was acknowledged on the video board and he received a standing ovation and they wouldn't drop the puck. You know, the cheers just stretched on and on for him to be named first star and to come out for a curtain call right as a bouquet of flowers hit the ice. It really, really was a special scene in Montreal. And I think, you know, something that nobody who was part of it or witnessed it will probably forget anytime soon.
Yeah, and the handshake line after for Fleury,
right.
and what the game means in Montreal. I know how hockey important hockey is here in Minnesota. The NHL and the Canadiens and the history, that's almost another level.
Yeah, like, he never played for the Canadiens,
yeah.
You know, like he grew up, as I said, like
right.
An hour outside the city. You know, he didn't even go to a lot of games at Bell Center, you know, growing up, you know, but obviously everyone knows where he's from, the history that he's, you know, had with his career, 3 Stanley Cups, a first overall draft pick, a Vezina trophy. He is revered, you know, in Montreal, and you could tell just the number of jerseys in the crowd, the buzz. You know, and obviously it was a dud of a game from a Montreal perspective, but the fans that were there to cheer him, to acknowledge him, you know, it really was quite a scene and something that kind of rare for sports that we see, you know, what, not just hockey, but, you know, someone to be so cheered and appreciated and applauded, you know, as a visiting, you know, player from the other team who has no connection to that team other than like being a fan growing up. It really was unique. And I think that just showcases one of the special, you know, parts of hockey in the game, but also just the legacy that Marc-Andre Fleury has built. That was a real testament to it for sure.
And Sarah, one other point about the flower this year is it's not been just a farewell tour. He has contributed in big spots when Philip Gustafson, the number one, has been out of the lineup or not playing as well. Fleury has been a big part of this as well as a veteran goaltender.
Totally. He is not limping to the finish line. He is playing very well. You know, so much so that it's begged the question, you know, is he really ready to retire? And, you know, he hasn't second-guessed himself, obviously. But clearly the results speak for themselves. And he's been an important part of this team. You know, they've been able to rotate him in when needed early in the season. And he was really good kind of in those spot starts. But then you're right, more recently when he's had a little bit more action, Gustafson was kind of in a rut there for a little bit. They really got quality starts from Marc-Andre Fleury, and that's just been his MO his whole career. No surprising, it's coming, you know, in his final season, but you're right, it hasn't just been, you know, the fanfare of his last season and send-offs everywhere he goes. He's been an important part of this hockey club, and I'd expect that to continue the rest of the way.
Sarah McClellan joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. She covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. They're in Ottawa tonight, in Boston on Tuesday, and then Thursday come home, take on the Hurricanes, and then the Islanders come to town 1 week from tonight in St. Paul, where they're trying to turn it around. And then finally, Sarah, I want to ask, injuries have been a big theme with this club. A lot of key players out of the lineup, Kirill Kaprizov, etc., but the fact that they've been able to maintain and get contributions from guys you might not expect has been a huge part of it as well.
This is the best kind of depth showing that they've had all season, you know, since it was announced that Kirill Kaprizov would have surgery for his lower body injury. And, you know, what an ideal way for the team to overcome his absence, you know, getting scoring from lower in the lineup, being able, you know, to have their defense be as steady and the goaltending, you know, that is the picture perfect way, you know, to weather an absence like Kaprizov, you know, when a team's leading scorer is missing, to have the fourth line start to contribute and the third line, and being able to roll over their defense as they have. It really has been shift to shift, a steadiness that, you know, maybe they showed it at times earlier in the season, but the consistency, there just hasn't been any weak links in this lineup these last three games. And so, you know, the timing is certainly right. They're missing Kaprizov, they're missing Jonas Brodin, they're missing Marcus Johansson. Obviously playing without key players has been somewhat of the norm this season, but to the degree that they're, you know, been able to get secondary scoring, get contributions throughout the lineup, this is the best it's been for them, and it's obviously a key reason why they've been able to pick up points despite not being at full strength.
Well, Sarah, always good to visit with you. We look forward to your coverage of the game tonight and your work in the Star Tribune.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Sarah McClellan joining us, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Once again, the Wild and the Senators from Ottawa tonight. They'll be in Boston on Tuesday, closing out this long road trip. But, you know, hey, they've been incredible on the road. And, Lindsay, that's what stands out. You look at their home record, 11-12-1. It is the worst of any team above the playoff line in either conference. But their road record is the best of any team in the league right now. So it's worked out so far. It really is crazy when you look at it that way.
Weirdly, I'm fine with it. Not necessarily the so many losses on the home side, but yeah. Hey, if you can win on the road, that means you don't really need that high seeding. And nobody really needs that high seeding because there's a lot of success NHL teams find on the road, especially in the playoffs. But I'm more concerned about the sustainability of the production throughout the four lines. I've been watching that closely, so I can't really speak to that as well as Sarah can. But I'm glad that they're starting to figure it out. You have to have at least two out of three of those main position groups at least running decently well and solid. And that hasn't always been the case with this squad. Sometimes you have to have, you know, the goalies come up and make some big saves. Sometimes the forwards need a gargantuan effort. But it's the NHL. There's a lot of games, and we're just outside of the longest month of the year, that is January. Home stretch.
Yeah, and in the history of this club, they've had two elite goal scorers, Marian Gaborik early, and now Kirill Kaprizov, and he's on the shelf, and hopefully he's going to return and be able to get into form. They're going to get into the playoffs.
This year you want him to return for sure?
Well, no, but my point being is that I think if you want to get something done, elite goal scoring really helps in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And the Wild just haven't had that in their history. You know, Zach Parise was not an elite goal scorer. You know, he was True. He was a grinder and gritty and play both ends of the rink, etc. But you couldn't call Zach Parise, even in his prime, an elite goal scorer. And they have that in Kaprizov. And I think they really need that back. So hopefully the course they're taking with his injury is the right one and allows him to return and be effective at the end of the season. And then, of course, as you know, Lindsay, it doesn't matter if you're getting great play up front around the blue line. If you're not getting good goaltending, it doesn't matter.
No, that's correct. And so you never know who you're going to run
does,
into.
Yeah, what the goalie does is a big part of it.
We're the most important people, Steve. Let's just make sure everybody knows exactly that.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because everyone says, well, the most important position in sports right now is quarterback in the NFL. How about goalie in the NHL?
Preach to
or
me, Steve.
Goalie at any level.
Preach to me.
Yeah.
I love it.
5:21. Quick break. We will come back. Little hockey news. Golden Gopher women get a split this weekend. Good Friday night, not so good today against Ohio State. Meanwhile, the Golden Gopher men are on home ice. They go for the sweep of the Badgers at 3M Arena at Mariucci. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.